Lawyers have a duty to give their clients the best defense they can. Since September 11th, some have found the burden too much. Several lawyers have said publicly they would not represent anyone connected with the terrorist attacks. One already withdrew from his case. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports that representing such people poses emotional conflicts and practical problems.
Days after the September 11th attacks, defense attorney Drew Hutchison was at the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia. Hutchison is on the short list of court-appointed attorneys there. He was asked if he could take an immigration fraud case the following Monday.
I saw that I was free that day and said sure, and was given the paperwork, read the affidavit filed with the criminal complaint charging the immigration, and learned that there was a little more to the case than would be a run-of-the-mill case.
His client was a Saudi citizen who was suspected of having links with the terrorists. Instantly, Hutchison knew this case would be, quote, troublesome, challenging, and unpopular.
It's not something that I really wanted to be involved with, and I considered at first begging off of the case.
But, he says, he realized this man needed a lawyer.
It had been my day, lucky or not, to be appointed to represent him, and I decided I had a job to do, so I went ahead and decided to do it the best I could.
Ultimately, his client was cleared of any involvement in the attacks, though he did plead guilty to visa fraud. Other defendants haven't been as fortunate. Last month, in the middle of a court proceeding, defense attorney Greg English asked to be taken off the case of August Budiman. English, a court-appointed attorney, said he didn't want to represent anyone who might be connected to terrorism. Now, court-appointed private attorneys have the right to withdraw from a case for this kind of emotional conflict. Public defenders who are paid by the government do not. But even some public defenders may have problems representing the hundreds of people who have been detained. According to Jeffrey Zimmerman, a private attorney in Alexandria, the public defender's office there may have a conflict of interest because the office is representing Zacharias Moussaoui, the first person to be accused of directly helping the hijackers.
The public defender's office is now going to owe all its loyalty to Mr. Moussaoui. And if somebody else is arrested, Mr. Moussaoui may be a witness against them, and the public defender's office, or any lawyer, cannot be put in the position of having one client a potential witness against another. So this will be their first and last case related to September 11th.
Many lawyers predict the Justice Department will bring most of the September 11th cases to the Eastern District of Virginia. So with the public defender's office out of the picture, the cases could fall on the 24 or so court-appointed attorneys who usually handle federal cases for that court. Ben Johnson at the American Immigration Lawyers Association says the people worst off are those charged with immigration violations. They don't have a right to a lawyer paid by the court, so they may have to find lawyers who will work for free.
Many of these immigrants find themselves in very secluded environments, for instance, having access to a phone only 15 minutes a week to make calls. And the question arises, is that a meaningful opportunity to get access to a lawyer if the government isn't providing you one?
His organization estimates that 70% of these people do not have a lawyer. But Scott Wallace, director of Public Defender Legal Services, believes there are enough lawyers who will feel a professional responsibility to do so.
History is filled with cases where an entire society was arrayed against unpopular defendants. Sacco and Vanzetti and the Rosenbergs and the Scottsboro Boys.
The lawyers were vilified, but in the case of the Scottsboro Boys, seven African Americans who were accused of raping a white girl, the defendants were acquitted. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.